You know, last Sunday in our Sunday school class, the discussion was a lot about wisdom, and with that wisdom was choices. And it got me thinking about the choices that we make, and the thing was brought up of making bad choices knowingly. And you know, when the continuation of bad choices are made over and over again, that leads to a bad, our discernment is, we don't have discernment. In other words, our wisdom, we don't have wisdom. And, you know, Proverbs talks about, it says, above all things, get wisdom. That's the thing you want to get. So it got me thinking about choices and the many different things that we're faced with in our day-to-day life. And anyway, I'd like to read a few verses out of Joshua here. It says, now therefore fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth. And preceding these verses, Joshua is recounting the history of God's faithfulness to the children of Israel. He's reminding them. And it says, and put away the gods which your fathers served in on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. So what does it mean to serve the Lord? What was Joshua asking? You know, we can choose the Lord, or we can choose the alternative. And you know, I like how he says in the last verse there, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And you know, Joshua is determined that his relationship with God was not based on another person, but on God alone. And that was his decision. Verse 16, and the people answered and said, God forbid that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. And they said, that's our decision. We are going to serve the Lord. That's what we want to do. I'd also like to read a few verses over here in Genesis. You know, life is full of everyday choices, and they say that the average person in one day makes 30,000 decisions a day. And I guess I choose to question that a little bit. That just seems like a terrible large amount of decisions. But there's choices that we make daily without even knowing that we're making them. And but God chose to, when he created us, to give us a choice. And it says in the second chapter of Genesis, it says, and the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden that thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die. So, you know, we can see here that we were created to choose. And we have before us two ways, two different choices. You know, we can live this life, or we can choose the other. But what does that, you know, what does that all entail, and what does that all include? In James chapter 1, verse 14 through 15, but every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. You know, he makes it very clear here that sin begins with a choice, and it continues with an act. that's how it is first, you know, that's how it begins. So we need to make the right choice, and we need to make it now, so it becomes a habit. And, you know, the choices that we make hourly, daily, they define who we are, who we become. You know, they identify us. You know, we make the choice, and then the choice makes us. That's who we are. That's who we become. You know, the question I had to ask myself is how do I react when I hear things? What you know? How do I choose to react when I hear things? When things happen to us? When things happen to me? What do I choose to believe as truth? And you know, that defines who I am. You know, our emotional patterns, our habits, they formulate our personalities. And God created us with emotions. There's no doubt. And you know, do my emotions, do they that were designed by God, do they express His character when these things happen? And they're going to happen to us. And you know, how do we choose to react? You know, right choices produce fruit. They just do. That's just how it is. And you know, wrong choices or bad choices, they also produce, I guess you could say, fruit. You know, you take bitterness for an example. It has huge negative effects. It's very obvious. You know, our choices have consequences. And, you know, as parents, I was just thinking of this as a parent. The choices that I make, you know, they don't only affect me, but they affect my children. And, you know, they may reap the benefits of those if they're good choices, like right now. Or they may suffer the consequences of the choices that I make, even though they're not responsible for the choices that I make. They still may reap or suffer the consequences of those. You know, there's another thing here I'd like to read. Before my father-in-law passed away, I was there with him for quite a while, probably about 4 months. Before he passed away, I just happened to be visiting there, and he gave me something. He didn't write it, but he gave me a piece of paper on it. He used to give me a lot of different things, and I kept it in my Bible, and I came across it when I was doing this study a little bit, and I'd just like to read that to you. You know, and the question I have to ask, what kind of fruit are my choices making? And I'll just read it here. It says, "It's quiet. It's early. The sky is still black. The world is still asleep. The day is coming. In a few moments, the day will arrive. It will roar down the track with the rising of the sun. The stillness of the dawn will be exchanged for the noise of the day. The calm of the solitude will be replaced by the pounding pace of the human race. The refuge of the early morning will be invaded by decisions to be made and deadlines to be met. For the next 12 hours, I will be exposed to the day's demands. It is now that I make a choice. Because of Calvary, I am free to choose, and so I choose. I choose love. No occasion justifies hatred. No injustice warrants bitterness. I choose love. Today, I will love God and what God loves. I choose joy. I will invite my God to be the God of circumstances. I will refuse the temptation to be cynical, the tool of the lazy thinker. I will refuse to see people as anything less than human beings created by God. I will refuse to see any problem as anything less than an opportunity to see God. I choose peace. I will live forgiven. I will forgive so that I may live. I choose patience. I will overlook the inconveniences of the world. Instead of cursing the one who takes my place, I will invite him to do so. Rather than complaining that the wait is too long, I will thank God for a moment to pray. Instead of clenching my fist at new assignments, I will face them with joy and courage. I choose kindness. I will be kind to the poor, for they are alone. Kind to the rich, and kind to the unkind, for such is how God has treated me. I choose goodness. I will go without a dollar before I take a dishonest one. I will be overlooked before I boast. I will confess before I will accuse. I choose goodness. I choose faithfulness. Today I will keep my promises. My debtors will not regret their trust. My associates will not question my word. My wife will not question my love. And my children will never fear that their father will not come home. I choose gentleness. Nothing is won by force. I choose to be gentle if I raise my voice. May it be only in praise. If I clench my fist, may it only be in prayer. If I make a demand, may it only be of myself. I choose self-control. I am a spiritual being. After this body is dead, my spirit will soar. I refuse to let what will rot rule the eternal. I choose self-control. I will be drunk only by joy. I will be impassioned only by my faith. I will be influenced only by God. I will be taught only by Christ. I choose self-control. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. To these I commit my day. If I succeed, I will give thanks. If I fail, I will seek his grace. And then when this day is done, I will rest. You know, that is my goal. I'd like to read one more verse here in Romans chapter 12, verse 20 and 21. It says, therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. You know, you notice here, it says, therefore, if thine enemy, it doesn't say if someone. You know, God, that doesn't just happen. That's a choice that we have to make to do good. We have to take that negative thought and turn it around. And that's because of, you know, of Calvary. Do I make that choice? Is that what I want to do? Okay, let's pray. Our Father.